I'm going to begin in James chapter 5. We're talking about prayer this month. There are different kinds of prayer. Ephesians 6 says, praying always with all prayer. That's the King James. The translators say, praying always with all kinds of prayer or all manner of prayer. Prayer is conversation with God, and you know there are different kinds of conversation. When Wayne and I talk, sometimes I'm asking a question. I want to know His will. What does He want? And there was in Jesus in the garden, ask, Father, He said, not my will, but thine be done. So there's a submission to God, to His will, called the prayer of consecration, the prayer of dedication. Now, sometimes I just want Him to do something for me, get something for me, bring something. While you're in the kitchen, would you bring me a glass of water? Sometimes you're just asking Him to do something for you, and that's the prayer of faith. Sometimes I'm just rolling every burden over on the Lord. I'm saying, this is bothering me and that's bothering me. I'm giving all of that to you. And that's a prayer called the prayer of casting. I'd call it the prayer of commitment, maybe. All kinds of conversation. And so we're talking about the prayer of faith, which is you talking to God about your situation, the thing that you desire, the thing that you want. Mark 11:24, which we'll get to, says, what things soever you desire, that you believe, that you receive. It isn't a prayer that's broadcast for the body of Christ. We're going to talk about praying for others probably next week. But the prayer of faith is what you pray for yourself. Whatever you desire, when you pray, that you believe that Mabel receives, and doesn't say that. Now, there are instances, and I've had one in the last 40 years, so I'll tell you how rare they are, where God allows you to carry somebody with your faith. By the prayer of faith. He does that usually because of their immaturity, because they've walked in the light that they had, and He grants you that by the Spirit, and you know that. The gentleman that was in the hospital for surgery on Tuesday, we were going to pray, and Wayne kept saying, are you going to pray? Are you going to pray? I said, yes, I am. Yes, I am. But for some reason, I couldn't figure out how. I was hesitant. So on Monday, I realized the hesitation was that God was going to allow us to carry Him on our faith. So what happened was the x-ray machine, they did final x-rays before the surgery and they were wadded up. They couldn't be read. So they redid them and the disease that had been on previous x-rays had completely departed. Now that was based on our faith, but we did that, whatever we desired, when we pray that we believe that He would receive because it was granted of heaven, because we knew in our heart that heaven would allow that. That happens very rarely. The prayer of faith is for you. Now, this prayer in James is a prayer of agreement, and I'm going to explain that to you. James 5 says, is any sick among you? That's verse 15, 14. Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith, you remember, was usually individual. It's individual. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up if he hath committed sins, and that's a if he has. They shall be forgiven him. I talked to a lady who assumed since she was sick that she'd done something awful. No, there's an if there. And if you've done something awful, you'd know that. You wouldn't have to ask me, have I done anything awful? You would know that. Now it says, call for the elders, or those mature in the Lord, not necessarily professional clergy, but those mature in the Lord. And you call for them to pray the prayer of faith. The reason is the sick man was in such poor condition, he couldn't pray the prayer of faith by himself. And he's there yielding his heart to there, and they're all bound together with what he had in his heart. And that's why it worked that way. And that way it becomes a prayer of agreement, and you have that in Matthew 18, where two agree on earth is touching anything, it shall be done. And so that's why the prayer of faith worked here. Now, in the Bible, there aren't a lot of concrete rules, except whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You don't call, you're not saved. But God is merciful. He's a God of great mercy, and He wants you well. He wants you whole. He's going to be lenient because of His love, which is a product of His grace and His mercy. So he said, call for the elders. Now, one gentleman had been highly critical of his church and his pastor. I read this story, and he'd been so critical, and he was a wealthy man, and he had used his finances to undermine some things the church was doing. And he was quite out of order. So he got very ill. Now, probably that opened the door to him. But see, when God says, if you call the elders, they're going to pray for you and you're going to be healed and forgiven. Healed and forgiven, healed and forgiven. So he called for the elders. And the first thing he did was repent. He said, I've been wrong. See, that opened the door for the maximum power of God.